You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi everyone, this is Mary Schoeman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today we'll be talking about how to safely do a sugar detox when you have Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism. Sugar is prolific in the American diet, so it can be hard to decrease your sugar intake. Yet, reducing your sugar intake has numerous health benefits. As many of us know, sugar is linked to health problems like diabetes and obesity, but it can also exacerbate symptoms related to autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's disease. In this episode, we'll talk about why you might want to do a sugar detox and how to safely do it with Hashimoto's. First, let's talk about what is a sugar detox. A sugar detox is when you abstain from eating sugar, specifically added or refined sugar, for some time to reduce your sugar intake, curb your sugar cravings, and improve your thyroid and overall health. There's no set amount of time to do a sugar detox, and the focus should be on cutting out added and refined sugars from your diet to reduce the symptoms that the sugar may be causing. You should pay attention to food labels during your sugar detox and avoid sugary sodas, processed foods, and most desserts. Your sugar detox may be a short-term effort, but the overall goal is to help you reassess your relationship with sugar in the long term. At the end of your detox, you may find that permanently cutting added sugar from your diet is best, or you may find that reintroducing it in small amounts post-detox is comfortable for your needs. Of course, over time, managing your added sugar intake can lead to multiple health benefits. Is all sugar created equal? What experts mean when they say to eat less sugar is that we should eat less added sugar, meaning the additional sugar in foods that make them taste sweet. But not all sugar is created equal, and some forms of sugar affect your blood glucose differently than others. This difference is called the glycemic index, a system that ranks foods on a scale of 1 to 100 based on their effect on your blood sugar level. Low glycemic index foods, which fall on the scale less than 55, gradually increase blood sugar levels, and foods between 55 and 70 are considered intermediate glycemic index foods. Foods with high glycemic index numbers of more than 70 make your blood sugar levels and insulin levels spike, and they spike fast. Added sugar is different from the sugar naturally found in some foods like fruit or milk. Natural sugar has the benefit of also delivering vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. For instance, fruit can be higher in fiber than many processed foods, which can help us absorb sugar at a slower rate and feel fuller longer. For those with Hashimoto's disease and/or hypothyroidism, it's helpful to know the sources of sugar in your diet. Too much can lead to increased inflammation, blood sugar imbalances, leaky gut, and disruption of thyroid hormone function. But don't stress too much about the whole fruit or plain dairy foods. You need to keep an eye on sources of added sugar, like desserts, sugary drinks, and packaged foods. Why does decreasing sugar intake help Hashimoto's? Well, Hashimoto's disease is an autoimmune condition where your immune system mistakenly attacks the thyroid gland, which is located at the base of the neck. The thyroid gland makes thyroid hormones that help our bodies use energy and work as it should. This attack causes inflammation and, as it progresses, affects the thyroid gland's ability to produce enough of the hormones that control these bodily functions, which can lead to hypothyroidism or an underactive thyroid. Hypothyroidism is a thyroid condition in which your thyroid does not produce enough thyroid hormone to support your body's metabolic needs. Hashimoto's typically develops over time, so the symptoms are often subtle at first, but become more pronounced as the disease progresses, leading to hypothyroidism. Common signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism include weight gain, fatigue, cold intolerance, depression, difficulty concentrating or brain fog, dry skin and dry hair, heavy or irregular menstrual periods, infertility, pain or swelling in the joints, constipation, and muscle weakness. Many thyroid patients are not aware of this, but Hashimoto's can increase your risk for blood sugar problems. People with this autoimmune disease are more prone to experiencing blood sugar spikes, followed by reactive hypoglycemia or low blood sugar when eating a meal rich in carbohydrates. Thyroid hormones not only control energy storage and metabolism, but they also act as insulin agonists and antagonists. This means that thyroid hormones help make insulin either active or inactive in certain organs. When your blood sugar levels fluctuate too much and thyroid hormones are too low, it can place your body under considerable stress. The adrenal glands combat stress by releasing stress hormones like cortisol, which boosts the immune system and makes the immune system more prone to attacking thyroid cells. Aside from keeping your Hashimoto's condition in check, there are numerous other reasons why a sugar detox may be beneficial for your health. Sugar can increase your risk for obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, fatty liver disease, skin problems and early signs of aging, certain types of cancer, depression, and dental problems. Why do we crave sugar? Giving up sugar can be very difficult. Not only is it everywhere, but it is also addictive. Sugar activates the reward system in our brain and makes us want to keep doing it. When we eat sugar, our brains release dopamine in the nucleus accumbens, which happens to be the same part of the brain where we form our addictive response to drugs. And like its response to many drugs, our brain also becomes tolerant to sugars, making us more likely to want more to achieve the same feeling. Aside from our physiological response to sugar, it's hard not to want sugar with all of those feel-good feelings promoted by sugar intake through marketing and within our culture. That's why a sugar detox can be challenging both physically and mentally. But how do you safely do a sugar detox? Well, there are several ways. But if you have Hashimoto's disease, you'll want to be cautious and start by going slow. Removing sugar all at once can have pretty significant consequences on your overall health and your thyroid. Here are some ways to get started on a safe sugar detox if you have Hashimoto's. First, start with one meal a day. Focus on removing sugar additives from one meal each day. Breakfast is really a good place to start, as many everyday breakfast items are packed with sugars, including cereals, sweetened granolas, breakfast bars, pastries, and brunch favorites like pancakes. Instead of pouring yourself a bowl of packaged cereal, consider switching to a bowl of oatmeal with unsweetened plant-based milk like almond milk, topped with nuts and seeds. Chia seeds are fantastic, by the way, and cinnamon and some fresh fruit. Another step you can take is to choose water to drink. Sugary beverages often take the place of a glass of water. As a result, many of us gravitate to a sugary coffee drink and reach for flavored drinks in the afternoon. Start by replacing these drinks with plain water, and if that's hard, start slow and do it one at a time. Often, people prefer other drinks over water for flavor, so adding lemon or crushed fruit to water can make it more satisfying. You can also boost your fiber and protein intake. We tend to gravitate towards sugar when we're not getting enough of the proper nutrients from our meals. Front-loading your daily food intake with fiber-rich foods and protein and complex carbohydrates can prevent you from experiencing a sugar crash later in the day. And while you're focusing on your macronutrients, make sure to get plenty of micronutrients, including vitamins and minerals. You can also try replacing dessert with a bowl of fruit. Capping off a meal with something sweet is habitual for many people. Rather than dipping into the ice cream tub or reaching for a cookie, opt for a small fruit bowl. You get to cap off your meal with something sweet, but you can also boost your intake of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and possibly fiber. You can decrease your stress. While this may not seem related to a sugar detox, reducing stress is a crucial component of succeeding at taking a break from sugar. When we're stressed, we crave the comfort of sugar, and our bodies beg for quick bursts of energy to get us through. You can also decrease stress by making your workload more manageable, getting plenty of sleep, and exercising daily. Not to mention, stress reduction also helps ward off Hashimoto's flare-ups. What are the side effects of a sugar detox? Cutting sugar from your diet may lead to physical and mental symptoms, and their severity will vary from person to person and last from a few days to a couple of weeks. Some of the side effects include lack of energy or feeling run down. Some people get headaches. You may feel irritable or anxious. You may notice changes in your sleep patterns. You can find difficulty concentrating. Some people have cravings. Stomach cramps, nausea, and bloating might occur. And some people have muscle aches. People who have type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome are also at an increased risk for hypoglycemia or low blood sugar if they're not careful while doing a sugar detox. If you have either of these conditions, as some people with Hashimoto's do, it's essential to work closely with your healthcare provider to be sure that you are preventing episodes of hypoglycemia. Are you ready to reduce your sugar intake to better control your thyroid and overall health? We recommend you work with a thyroid nutritionist at Paloma Health to keep your Hashimoto's symptoms at bay and improve your overall health and well-being. Well, that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, All of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.